Welcome to Confessions of a Homesteading Mama. I am your host, Tasha Brown. So, my podcast is late. I had a bunch of different ones written up, and I've just not gotten to them. And today is just going to be a wing it, and we're going to talk about seasons of life. In life, God gives us multiple seasons. He gives us season of change, season of growth, seasons of kind of contentment. There's sometimes like what we're having on our farm right now, seasons of death, and it's hard. No season's easy. No growth period's easy. The refining fires in life are not easy. Homesteading for the past month has been what feels like full of losses. We've had, out of all of the me birds we've ordered, I think we have two left. Some of them have, we don't know why, they just kind of fell over dead one day. They were healthy and happy. The pigs ended up eating some because the chickens were, I guess, I don't know, on a death wish. They got in the pig pen and the pigs played with them too rough and ended up killing them. We've lost some to avian predator, or, not avian, sorry. Some, like, hawks and who knows what else. There's no signs of them. There's no feathers. They just disappear during the day. So, this year, I guess we won't be putting much chicken in the freezer, which is okay. Kind of. We could use some. We might try again in another month to get some more in and have a fall harvest, because now we have orders we weren't able to fill. But, again, it's just a season. On top of losing the meat birds, we had a broody hen sitting on chicks, or sitting on eggs, you know, we were gonna let her hatch out chicks. The first one was set to hatch, and about 2 to 3 days before it should hatch, a couple of other chickens, when she got off the nest, went in there and started pecking eggs and broke it open, and then it got kicked out of the nest, and the dogs tried taking off with the egg. It did not survive. It was just too much stress as it was getting ready to start hatching. Then the other egg that was under her, it looked like we opened it up yesterday after it didn't hatch. It was a week late from hatching, and we're like, yeah, we're just going to kind of open it up, see. And it wasn't viable. It had died probably day 15 to 17, somewhere in that range. But all of our other chickens have decided to now lay under her, so she's got a nest full of eggs again, and she is happy. So we're just gonna let her brood out and see kind of what happens again. We did go ahead and order an incubator and put 9 eggs in the incubator, and so far I don't think I'm seeing anything in those. They are from some Marins, which have a real beautiful olive egg color. And we got an Easter egg in there. And we hope to hatch something out because the kids would love some chicks. We lost a goat kid to, like, goat polio. And that was hard to watch. We treated her. We spent hundreds of dollars in different medicines. And she still passed, which, you know, sometimes that's life. You can do everything you can to try and prevent it. You can do everything you can to try and cure it and treat it once they go down. But sometimes you just can't win. But God has a purpose. Do the losses hurt as a farmer? Very much so. Even if you're not a farmer and they were all your pets, they would still be hard to take in. I think those were our main losses. We haven't lost too many. We've lost some plants in the garden. But those are the losses that really just stick out with us. But in the glory of all this, we have an orphaned lamb that lives on our farm. Because about 2 months ago, our German Shepherd brought my father-in-law's entire sheep herd to our house. And this lamb just kept coming back and kept coming back. So it just gets to live here, which is fine. The kids love it. That's a you know, a beautiful thing in the time of what feels like darkness and loss. And we're just going to keep moving forward the best we can. No chicken in the freezer, but that's fine. But in the season of loss, one thing to always do is praise God. You know, don't just say, why God? Why do I have to lose him? Because he has a purpose. Yes, we might sometimes want to know why his purpose is, but most of the time, we don't need to know God's purpose. Because it would be above our heads anyway, on how in-depth it can go. So we really just have to raise a hallelujah, praise him. In the storm, we will continue to fight on and give him glory. And we will continue to try and grow our farm, not only for us, but for our family. And the kids really enjoy having the animals, and we're not willing to get rid of them. You know, and some people would have. They would have thrown in the towel by now. Yes, it's a lot of money lost, especially when you think you feed a corn-free, soy-free, GMO, non-GMO, yada yada feed mix to your animals, and you've been feeding 60 meat birds per se, and they got to be about 5 weeks, and then you started losing them. That's a lot of time, money, and effort lost. But you can recoup, and it might take a little bit, but it's doable. I hope this podcast doesn't come off as, oh, she just kind of threw it together, because I did. And it's hard to find some of the words sometimes when you're talking about a season of loss. Just because it's not something easy to talk about, but it's something every farm, every person that has pets, everyone will experience at some point. Whether it's your friend's pets died, or your personal pets have died, or your animals have passed. Sometimes it's old age, sometimes it's natural causes, sometimes it's they get sick. And it just happens. But I hope you have a blessed day. Thank you for joining me, and God bless.